on by. I never really appreciated how tall you are. How you really do tower over short little Miss Wendy. Look at how strong you are, too. You make me feel so small and delicate in comparison. Fuck. You are so sexy. Such a sexy man. And you're mine. God damn, you are big. Such a big man. And yet, you choose to be my pet, regardless. I want you, my big, sexy, strong man, to get on your knees. Oh, fuck. That is so hot. Good boy. I love how you melt for me. My. Such a strong, sexy man in such a submissive position. How does it feel? Think about it. How does it feel to be on your knees for me? It feels good to submit, doesn't it? Feels good to be owned by me. So good. But tell me this, pet. Did the power dynamic between us shift in any way when you got on your knees? That's right. No, Miss Wendy, it did not. It did not shift, did it? You still can overpower me if you wanted to, couldn't you? I'm barely over 5 feet tall. You could have done whatever your dirty, naughty, beautiful little mind could think of with me. But you didn't. Now that you've given yourself to me, I can do whatever I want to you, can't I? Walking around you, teasing you, instructing you to get on your knees, and you will obey. Did you say yes, Miss Wendy? Because I got chills. That's right. It's the same now. I could stop right in front of you. My skirt right in front of your face. What's under that skirt? My pussy just two layers of fabric away from your mouth. Or is it one? Don't worry about that. Just focus on how close my pussy is to your mouth. I know you wouldn't do anything unless I gave you permission. But you wouldn't even need your hands. You could just move my skirt up with your head, couldn't you? And if there were a pair of panties underneath, you could just move those to the side with your mouth and start licking me like I know you desperately want to, making me moan. But you won't. Maybe making me moan isn't enough of an incentive. I mean, you love licking me, and I love it. It feels so good when I allow you to do that. And you do love that, that it pleases me, that you get to make me feel good. But it's not the same sexual feeling that your cock in my pussy would be, is it? Good point. What if I turn around and I get on my hands and knees in front of you? You can see under my skirt now. Ah, look at that. I am not wearing panties. Oh, I can feel how close your hard cock is to being inside me. So, so close. And I'm facing the other way now. Before I could even react, you could just grab me and start fucking me. Fucking me like I know you secretly want to do. I could slap your hands away, stop you from grabbing me. Unless, of course, my hands were tied. I wonder if you noticed that I put a few lengths of rope down next to you when I came in. Grab one of them for me. I'm going to reach my hands back through my legs, and I want you to bind my wrists together. Do you understand me, pet? Good. Makes my ass higher, doesn't it? Turns my hips just a little bit more towards you. Makes everything pop out. Good. Snug restraints on my dainty wrists. Good boy. So, my wrists are tied now, but I could still attempt to get up, right? I'm pretty athletic. My legs are free. And you know I could run away, and I'm pretty fast. Even with my hands tied, I'm sure I could outmaneuver someone as big as you without really trying. But what if I couldn't do that either? There are two more lengths of rope. I want you to tie one around each of my thighs. Be careful, don't touch me. Just feed the rope through my legs and grab it around the other side. Then feed it around your respective thigh, around your legs. And then tie the ends together. I want each of my thighs bound to one of your big, muscular, manly thighs. Like that. Do you like that? Do you like tying me to you? Did you notice how short I made the ropes? I had to back my ass up a little just so you could tie them together. You could not only fuck me, you could stick your beautiful cock deep in my ass or my pussy, and all you would have to do is thrust your hips forward. There would be nothing I could do to stop it. Now that I'm tied, bent over, exposed. This looks like a submissive position, but tell me, pet, did the power dynamic shift when you did as you were told and tied me to you? When my skirt lifted when I bent over, did the power dynamic actually shift? That's right. It did must be melting because of all of this teasing. Tell you what, I'll allow you to stroke your cock, but don't touch me. Just use one hand to stroke that beautiful hard cock. All this teasing, I know what you must be thinking. This is a sign. She wants me to take her. She wants me to fuck her. This is like her telling me, I'm cold. Times a thousand. And if you don't do anything, you're worried that you'll look back to this moment and think, I was so stupid. She literally tied herself to me so that her sexy holes were inches away from my cock. But you are not stupid. You are strong, and you know what turned you on. I know you are not stupid. You just enjoy this game as much as I do. Say it. Say, I am not stupid, Miss Wendy. No. No, you are not. I don't waste my time with stupid. So you are not stupid. I know what you want. And to just fuck me is not what you want. What you want is to be a good boy. You want to obey me. You want to play with me. You want me to play with you. Say it. Say you are my good boy. Mm-hmm. I know you are my good boy. You want to fuck me, but not like this. You want to stroke for me. Oh, like you are. And you want to come for me. You want to make me come. But above all that, you want to do what I say. You want to be my lost boy, don't you? You want me to do all of these dirty things, these naughty things to you. To have you do all those naughty things for me. But you also want to be my shy, innocent, good boy who is just doing what he is told. Tell me again. Tell me you are my lost boy. Again. I fucking love it. What has your other hand been up to while you've been stroking your beautiful cock? In fact, stop stroking your cock, but keep your hand wrapped around it. I know you might need a break so that you don't come without permission. Now think about your other hand. Maybe you've just had it at your side. Maybe you've been grabbing your balls or pinching and twisting your nipples. Maybe grabbing your own ass and imagining it was my hand pulling you in. Whether it was allowed or not, or you were or weren't doing anything with that hand, it really doesn't matter. Remember, I am facing the other way, right? I couldn't see any of it anyway. Starting now, I don't want that hand touching anything. Not me, not you. But you can still move it around however you want. You may start stroking again. Oh, feels good. Stroking. Having me bent over in front of you like this, like a bowl of eye candy, glistening for you, so wet, knowing what you're doing behind me. I wonder what you will do with that other hand. Maybe you'll be safe and just hold it up in the air just to make sure it doesn't touch anything. Maybe you'll still move it around your body. Pretend to pinch your nipples or grab your cock head. Maybe, just maybe, you could get a fraction of the sensation by pretending. I wonder. Or maybe you're a daring, bratty boy and you'll pretend to smack my ass with it. Just for pretend, right? Bringing your hand down with some force and stop just before it touches my skin. You could imagine the ripple it would cause, the sound I would make, the red handprint it would leave, your mark on my skin. You can easily imagine it, right? How risky would that be, though? What if you went a little too far and spanked Miss Wendy on accident? In that moment, you'd freeze up and think, what did I just do? You'd try to start apologizing immediately. I know you would. Until you noticed that I let out a soft moan. And then you'd spank me again, and I'd... No, that would never happen. Because you wouldn't spank me without permission, would you? No, you're my lost boy, and you're doing what you're told. And right now, I'm telling you to stroke faster. I want you right on the edge. You can't fuck me. You can't even touch me. But maybe you could imagine you are. Close your eyes. You can picture my ass bouncing back and forth on your cock. Your hand becoming my pussy or my ass, whichever you prefer. Try it. Close your eyes and imagine pounding me doggy style. Can you imagine your hands grabbing my hips, pulling me back onto your hard, dripping cock? Can you picture my ass jiggling with each thrust? I bet you can almost hear your balls slapping against me as well. That wet sound. I know you're trying to imagine my moans too, aren't you? You want the full picture now. But each time you try to think of them, maybe you can't picture fucking me anymore. You are really turned on, so... right now, it might just take a little too much brain power. Let me help you. Oh, God. You should be able to imagine it all now. But if your eyes are closed, imagining it, that means you won't be able to actually see me bent over before you. Miss Wendy's ass and hips and thighs and pussy are right in front of you. And you are closing your eyes? My skirt doesn't hide anything in this position. But maybe you don't want to look. I know, it's a tough decision. What to do? I know you'll make the best choice for you. Are you close to the edge like I asked you to be? Good boy. Have you had enough teasing? You don't need to answer that. Do you want to come? Ah. You can beg if you want. Do that. Beg me. Whisper. Moan. Show me how good it feels. How much you enjoy envisioning me getting fucked by you. Certainly won't hurt your chances. Imagine coming in this position. Even without touching me, you could bust a nut all over my ass. Some would drip down to my pussy, wouldn't it? Maybe you'd shoot a long rope of cum all over my back. Do you think you could get it all the way to my hair? That would be so fucking hot. But then I'd be all messy. All that hot, sticky cum all over my ass and stuck in my hair. I'd have to go wash it all off. I don't want to have to do all that. So maybe you could clean it off. I like this idea. But we are kind of tied up. So you couldn't really get me a towel, could you? You'd have to lick it all off. Oh, yes. I don't want to make you go through all that trouble, though. I'm feeling nice today. I'm a nice mistress, aren't I, pet? I'm sorry. What did you say? Good boy. You have been such a good boy. I have teased the hell out of you, and you have endured it like a champ. I don't want to deny you now. Plus, that begging really took my mind off of denial. What to do? I guess you'll just have to ruin your orgasm for me. That seems like the only option left. And I mean a true ruined orgasm. Come just barely dribbling out of the tip of that beautiful swollen cock. Just dribbling. Nothing like when you stroke until you come, and a rope or two shoots out of your cock, and then you stop stroking. I want you to stop stroking before any cum comes out. Close your eyes, pet. Imagine me fucking your cock from this position. That I want you to come. That I'm pushing back. That I'm moaning. But when you feel like you're about to come, take your hand off and ruin your orgasm. Pretend I'm fucking you. And I have to stop because your cock feels too good in my pussy that I just can't handle it, that I can't handle you. So I stop. I stop throwing my ass back onto your cock. And you ruin your orgasm deep inside me. It's too much. It's too much. I have to stop. Did you come? Did you ruin your orgasm for me? Good boy. Now untie my wrists, pet. Thank you. Now untie our thighs. One at a time. My, what big hands you have. Have I told you that I have a thing for hands? Thank you. Let me stand up and stretch. Yes, that makes my skirt go up, doesn't it, darling? Let me get a good look at you. Fuck, that bottle of cum is so hot, and I can see your cock still throbbing, twitching. You are such a good boy. I love that you are my lost boy. I'm going to leave. I want you to stay here until your cock calms down a bit. But I want you to know before I go that rope that you tied me up with wasn't the only thing I brought when I entered the room. It isn't. I placed a camera in the corner. I like to see what my boys are up to when they think I'm not watching them. I'm gonna enjoy watching this later.